This is As Prescribed, your monthly dose of pharmacy practice and science. We talk with experts in the field who are uncovering mysteries through high-impact research, delivering patient-centered care, and improving the lives of others, both in their local communities and around the world. I'm your host, Karina Kolb. Join our conversation and get to know the people that are shaping the future of pharmacy. This past Christmas, a very popular gift among my family was one of those genealogy kits. You know the type. You spit into a little tube and mail it off to a company who then generates all kinds of reports based on your DNA. The reports could be about your ancestry or health risks, and it can be a lot of information to take in and understand. When talking about these kits, another term will come up: precision medicine. It's certainly catchy, and it sounds intriguing, but what does precision medicine mean for us and for the world of pharmacy? And what is the future for personalized health information? I asked some experts here at the UF College of Pharmacy, and it sparked a discussion about what precision medicine means, how the field has grown, and what it's like to be at the forefront of precision medicine implementation. I'm sitting down with Amanda Elsie, Assistant Director of the UF Precision Medicine Program. Thanks for joining me, Amanda.
Thank you for inviting me.
I understand that you have a lot going on right now in terms of precision medicine. I know there's a conference coming up, and I wanted to find out more about what you do and what the program does.
The UF Precision Medicine Program is really three pillars, one being focusing on education, the other research, and then clinical implementation here at UF Health, and then other partners around the state of Florida. So as you mentioned, we do have a conference coming up here in February. It will be our fifth annual Precision Medicine Conference, and it is an example of one of our educational initiatives we have within the program.
So the term precision medicine may be unfamiliar to a lot of people. I like that the word precision is very evocative, but do you want to explain what that really means?
Of course. Precision medicine actually gets interchanged with a couple different terms: individualizing medicine, personalized medicine, and precision medicine. They all basically mean the same thing. It's ultimately about how you're tailoring treatments and therapeutic options to a patient or a group of patients. Many would say we've been doing precision medicine for a very long time, and they're absolutely correct. For our program, it's really about how you're incorporating genetic information into the patient's care plan.
So basically, you are taking a patient's genetic information and using that to inform the treatment that you give to the patient. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. An example that I can give you is called pharmacogenomics, which ultimately is you're doing a genetic test that helps to tell you how a patient responds to a certain medication. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with our associate director of the Precision Medicine Program, Dr. Kristen Wiesenen, to talk a little bit more about what precision medicine means to her. Not only is she one of our clinical leads in the Precision Medicine Program, but she is also the director of our graduate program, Precision Medicine, and our UF Precision Medicine Conference. Kristen, tell me a little bit about what precision medicine means to you.
Well, it's a great question, and it's funny that you say what it means to me, because sometimes it means something different to different people. So I think when we think about what the formal definition is, it's really looking at treatment strategies that take into account genetic variability and other lifestyle factors to help us guide medication selection and treatment options. But if we think about each patient uniquely, it's really making a treatment approach for whatever the conditions a patient might have that takes that person into consideration and makes sure that we're thinking about everything that could be unique to them that would help them to be able to respond better to treatment.
So is precision medicine the future, or is this happening now?
Well, if you kind of go onto the internet and Google precision medicine and kind of see what comes up. Maybe 5 years or so ago, you would have seen a lot of this is the approach of tomorrow. This is where we're going. This is what we're doing. And I think where we are now is we begin to see that precision medicine is happening every day from a lot of different perspectives. And sometimes precision medicine, for example, involves genomic testing or pharmacogenomic testing from a laboratory company. And a lot of those are available now directly to patients. And so it's in many cases the patients that are driving precision medicine and these activities that really bring them to the forefront of medicine. And we see this kind of permeating all areas. We've also traditionally thought of this as an oncology or a specialist space, but we see more and more precision medicine with our primary care physicians, internal medicine, family medicine. It's really something that I think we can kind of say the future is now.
So Kristen, you mentioned patients in your last response. Tell me a little bit more about why patients are driving precision medicine.
Well, I think one of the things that is unique about precision medicine it brings to the table is it really offers us an opportunity to overcome some of the traditional limitations of medicine. And so we've always kind of thought of a just one-size-fits-all approach. And so when we think of precision medicine, especially from the patient's perspective, it gives us an opportunity to tailor therapies. And it helps patients to really know that the therapy, the treatment, the approach that they're getting is uniquely for them. And so it overcomes limitations that either in drug therapy or treatment approaches that may have existed with a traditional approach, whether we're thinking about the results of a genomic test or we're looking specifically at family history or personalizing therapy based on a patient's current drug regimen to give them the best options. It's really helps them to overcome a barrier and achieve the goals that they need.
Is there anything the University of Florida can do to help equip providers to start being the drivers of precision medicine?
That's a great question, Amanda, because that's one of the biggest needs in this space. And so what we really see happening in a lot of cases or in a lot of ways is that precision medicine is almost galloping ahead faster than our educational system can keep up, whether that's for physicians, nursing, pharmacists. We really see a gap there where these developments that come about from a technology perspective are leaping forward, and it takes us a while to catch up. And so one of the things that is unique about the College of Pharmacy and especially here at the University of Florida is that this has been a focus for quite some time, both from a research and education perspective. So I think we have nearly 20 faculty members within the college focused on pharmacogenomics and precision medicine as a component of that. And I think we have a real unique opportunity to kind of already be in that, maybe ahead of the space, and apply that in an educational context. And so it's a really great fit, I think, for us here to approach education and precision medicine and put those two together to create something really special.
Kristen, we've worked together for 5 years on the Precision Medicine Conference. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect for our fifth annual?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 5 years. It feels like we just started yesterday, but we've seen a lot of growth and evolution over time in those last 5 years. And I think what started out as really an introduction to pharmacogenomics, really focused on pharmacists, has really grown and evolved to become, in a lot of ways, a kind of what's the latest, what's happening in precision medicine overall, which spans a lot of areas, including pharmacogenomics, but also some really exciting things in polygenic risk assessment and kind of a lot of different things contributing to helping us to develop treatments for disease, newborn sequencing and screening, lots of different approaches to both cancer care, primary care, and cardiovascular prevention, a lot of different areas with some of the people who are doing this at the forefront. What I'm really excited about this year is that we really have been able to expand the topics that we're including, and then also expand our experts that we're bringing in, physicians, researchers, people who are really at the forefront within their specialty area, whether that's cardiovascular risk assessment with polygenic risk scores or newborn sequencing, and then delve into that and allow the audience to kind of have this really unique opportunity to talk talk to the experts in a way that you really can't in many other ways. These aren't necessarily people who are usually in the same room at the same time, and it's an intimate enough environment that you get to really have that kind of conversational aspect. So definitely some focused on that implementing and how do we know what we're doing, these early adopters and really people who are on the cutting edge. But it's also an opportunity to have conversations and hear about things in a way that you wouldn't normally be able to do from some of these experts. And so really exciting approach to both education and then also bringing some expertise and implementation to the table that we don't often get to see together.
I think one of the most exciting things we're trying or adding on this year is the trainee networking reception. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we've had a lot of faculty here. We have nearly 20 faculty in pharmacogenomics and precision medicine within the college. And those 20 faculty or those, large number have a lot of trainees. And so we work a lot with students, with PhD students, postdoctoral trainees, fellows and residents. And one of the things that we realized is that there's not really a place for all of them to get together. And so we're fortunate here, we have kind of a critical mass. But in most other institutions, it's kind of there's one or two trainees in this area. And so we really kind of heard a need expressed for a forum for them to get together, learn more about what they're doing, career opportunities within this space, how to continue to advance that training, whether it's through the conference or our graduate programs in precision medicine, or lots of other opportunities that we see emerging throughout the nation. And so on the first night of the conference, we have a networking reception and trainee talkback forum where we'll have the opportunity to talk to program directors for educational programs and then also people who have completed training in this space or currently are to find questions out about what is it they're doing on a day-to-day basis, why did they pick one career path or one training path over another, and what do they plan on doing, where did they end up, and what do they see as really exciting and challenging about this space enough to pursue that from a career and development perspective.
When we started the conference, we were probably one of the few conferences or educational programs like this in precision medicine. I think now there's several different varieties of conferences and educational programs for active clinicians to learn more about precision medicine. Why would you want to come to the University of Florida Precision Medicine Conference over one of the other options?
Well, you're right. There's a lot of really great options, both in kind of pharmacogenomics specifically and then in precision medicine from a larger perspective. And I think there's a couple of unique things about our programs here. I think the first one is we kind of think of it as this is kind of what we're doing on a daily basis. And so precision medicine is such a focus of our clinical activities. And I know you and I have worked together on the conference for 5 years, but we've worked together for many more years within the precision medicine program. And we have really been able to see growth in that area. And so on a day-to-day basis, our faculty and our leadership within our program, we're seeing patients. We've done thousands of genotypes on patients. We've started programs that span over 23 institutions and clinics. We have one of the first pharmacogenetics primary care clinics in the nation. And so I think that's a huge factor that we're really looking at this from the perspective of doing it. We're looking at this from what we're learning on a day-to-day basis as we're really kind of taking strides and making strides in that implementation space. I think that's a huge component. And I think the other thing that is unique about our approach is there are a lot of foundational educational opportunities where you can learn really the nuts and the bolts. And we think that's really important. And we incorporate that into our online and year-round programs within continuing education and graduate program education. But we really take this time and this opportunity to talk about what's coming on the horizon, what's emerging, and where are we going? And so really helping to take an attendee from somebody who might be just getting their feet wet to go to the next level and know where we're going in this space. And I think that's really unique about this conference because so many of the conferences and so many of the educational opportunities are really focused on those foundational knowledge aspects. Those are incredibly important, and we need those. But I love that we're able in this kind of forum to take that one step farther in a really broad area. And it makes for a really great conversation and a really great experience.
We really think that the UF Precision Medicine Conference is just a really great event. We look forward to seeing everyone there. You know, thank you, Kristen, so much for talking with me a little bit more about the program.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen and Amanda, for joining me on As Prescribed. It's exciting to hear about the future of precision medicine happening now at the College of Pharmacy. The Precision Medicine Conference will be a great opportunity to learn more. Registration is now open at precisionmed.pharmacy.ufl.edu. The conference will take place on February 21st and 22nd at the UF campus in Lake Nona, Florida. As Prescribed is brought to you by the University of Florida College of Pharmacy. For more information about our college, visit pharmacy.ufl.edu. I'm your host, Karina Kolb. Join our conversation and get to know the people that are shaping the future of pharmacy.